to that. Game balls and jockstraps from over the weekend. Chris, you first.
Game balls. I'll give a game ball to the Arkansas baseball team for coming off an 0-4 appearance in Arizona and coming back to sweep San Diego State. There's so many game balls to go around. Wow.
Well, that's fine. You got to limit it to three and then give me a jockstrap.
Okay. I'll give one to Tiger. Win number 76.
Yes.
I think that's huge. We'll see. Masters, what, two? How many weeks away?
Well, it's the it starts on the 11th.
Okay. So about three, four weeks. Okay. So he's got time to good tune up.
Well, the good news is it's always right after the NCAA basketball tournament ends, so we can really start focusing on golf after that. It'll be fun.
I like that. Another game ball. Oh, I'll give a game ball to Barton Coliseum for hosting a record-breaking game ball to all the volunteers and workers there that made it happen. And I'll give a game ball to Tommy Smith for running the 40 this morning.
Slowly.
Just for running it, Tommy. That's all. Just for running it.
Now, Chris Kane will be joining us at our Buzz Combine today at D1 at 4:30.
Yes.
How do you feel? What do you feel you're going to be strongest in? Vertical leap, bench pressing. I don't know if we're going to do 135 or 185. The 40, the shuttle drill. What do you think is going to be your strong suit? I guess we got to do broad jump, too.
Yeah. I think I'm going to be pretty average. I don't think anything.
What's your best, though, as far as Chris Kane against Chris Kane? Where do you think you'll be? Where's your strongest?
It's not strength.
What do you think your 40 will be like?
I've never ran a 40.
Ever in your life?
Ever in my life.
That's awesome.
Ever. This will be my first 40 attempt.
Okay, that'll be
fun.
I
was at the gym on Sunday, and I saw Broderick Green at the gym, and I just happened to ask him. I was like, hey, I know you've run a 40 before. You know, can you give me any tips? And he showed me, like, you know, the position, everything to get in to give me your best chance, but that's about it.
By your hands, the way you're doing it, he goes with a track and field approach.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
It does amaze me, though, because you see these guys prepare for it, and they at the combine, they always do the deal where their left hand is down, and they swing their left hand up as they're trying to get a start.
Yes.
As opposed to the track and field where both hands are on the ground, which isn't what I would do.
He told me, he said one thing, he said, put your hand on your hip because, well, this is official. Like, if they do it at the actual NFL combine, the minute you make any movement, period, they start the clock. So you don't want your first movement to be your hand. You want it to be your feet so you actually get moving and shave that tenth of a second off.
Good thinking.
And so that was really good thinking. So I don't know how we're going to judge it today, but he said if you put your hand on your hip and don't move that first, because a lot of people want to move that first, but once you move this, then they start the clock.
Okay.
So we'll see. Who's timing this thing?
Well, I think they've got like a laser deal, so it's going to be
it's legit.
Very accurate.
Oh, that okay.
We'd be much better off
to run a
5.5. I know. We'd be much better off with handhelds.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Anyway. All right.
Jockstrap?
Yeah, go ahead.
Man, I got to get, you know, just watching basketball, I got to give it to Florida, a team that I thought was so talented they should walk into Kentucky and win by 10 and go in there and lay an egg like that. That surprised me. It really did.
I'll give him a jockstrap, but at the same time, you got a Kentucky team that's playing for its tournament life.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised at all. Now, the question's going to be, does Kentucky get a jockstrap on Friday for losing to Vanderbilt or Arkansas? We're going to find out.
Yeah.
Again, if you're interested, and I am because I'm going over, I'm excited about going to the tournament in Nashville. And if you have any tips for me on what to do in Nashville, I'm all for it. We'll have a little bit of downtime just for dinner mostly. It'll be a really late dinner on Thursday, but we'll have dinner on Tuesday and on Wednesday, I guess. We'll have some time for that. But any heads up on anything like that? And I had somebody sent me a deal about a steakhouse over there called, and I won't be able to think of it, of course, now, but I wrote it down. So Gino sent me, and a couple other people had suggested it too. They've got all the main chains, but this is a local place that's been there like 80 years. So I look forward to checking that out.
One thing.
Yeah?
I want to change my jockstrap. I'm giving it to Auburn for finishing last in the SEC in both football and basketball this year. By losing this past weekend, they finished last in the SEC.
One more time?
Auburn. Basketball lost this weekend.
They had the worst record in football and basketball?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Isn't that incredible?
Hey, good job, Auburn.
There you go.
Commendable.
I know.
Okay. My game balls go to, actually, most of mine are clad in purple. I will give a game ball today to Megan Herbert. It was announced this morning. Megan Herbert, no surprise, named the Southland Conference Women's Basketball Player of the Year for the third straight time. I say she got screwed. She should have had 4 years in a row. Her freshman year, she had the numbers. I think she was first in rebounding and second in scoring or vice versa, but she had the numbers.
But she was a freshman. That's why they didn't give it to her.
Yeah, but it's happened before. One time in history, there has been a player that got Player of the Year four times in women's basketball in the Southland. She was one of only three players in history to get first-team all-conference 4 years.
Wow.
So commendable career for Megan Herbert. She is one of the greats of all time. And with an average game in the first round of the Southland Conference Tournament. She will become the all-time leading scorer in women's basketball history in the state, passing Sonya Tate, who just went into the Hall of Fame this weekend.
Writing on the wall?
Oh, there's no question Megan Herbert's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
In fact, considering they put Stacey Lewis in this year, which I'm fine with, there's no reason why they couldn't put Megan Herbert in this year for what she's done, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
She's a lock. Also, you know, we talked a lot about Arkansas going out there and losing four close games out in Arizona. It's college baseball. Anything can happen. It is the great equalizer. Baseball is not like football or basketball or even track and field. Anybody on any given day can get you. We saw that happen this weekend in Starkville, Mississippi. Game ball to UCA. They beat Mississippi State, the number three team and previously undefeated team, not once, but twice this weekend. And Biggerstaff, a kid who...
Two
out of three. They beat the number three team two out of three times this weekend in Starkville. And they had Biggerstaff win again. And this is the kid that threw the no-hitter, almost had a perfect game the other day. He goes complete game victory Sunday. Game ball to UCA. Big-time win. We knew when Coach Gum came up from Southern Arkansas, he would have an impact. He's having an impact in a big, big way.
Huge.
Also a game ball to Dave Van Horn. I guess he got his
1,000th career victory.
Which is remarkable.
That is incredible.
About that. We talked about Calvin Burrell getting his 5,000th win and how much we were doing. If you won 100 times a year, you'd have to go 50 years. Calvin Burrell's had an incredible career. We also, on Saturday, we had Oakland Race Day on. I'm racing now. I'm very excited. We had Mike Smith on, who was another jockey with 5,000 wins. And Mike was in town this weekend to take part in a couple of the feature races. So that was pretty cool. My other game ball, I have to give it to Florida International. Now, Richard Pitino's an easy guy to hate on, okay?
Because of his last name.
Well, because, yeah, I mean, again.
And he's young.
And you get that deal where, look, he got the head coaching job at Florida International. He was 29 years old. He doesn't really deserve it. He only got it because his last name's Pitino. But, look, they come in there. He's 30 years old, okay?